Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. It's Crossy here this morning on this Feel Good Friday. Hope you're well. And joining me now is Cass Hopeton. She's got a brand new single called Who Needs Hawaii? As someone that's never been to Hawaii, I would say I would like to go. I kind of need it, I guess, at some point. Good morning, Cass. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Who needs Hawaii?
Like, I mean, who does? No one.
I don't know. I mean, in my mind, Hawaii is more of a, and I say this, as I said, as someone who's never been there, but I think, you know, could Hawaii be any better than, I don't know, the Whitsundays or anywhere in Australia? I'm going to say no.
I mean, I've been there, so I can say that.
Well,
I
yeah.
reckon we don't need it. Yeah.
You know, it's just the attraction in Hawaii is based on, like, the Elvis Presley myth, wasn't it? And he kind of popularized
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mind you, Elvis Presley was pretty cool, so let's say that.
Yeah.
How you been anyway?
Yeah, really good. I feel like this year is, like, flying by. There's just a lot happening, but it's been great.
Basically at the end of the March. Like, when did that happen? It's Easter.
I don't know.
Soon.
It's like, here's autumn. It's like, oh, okay, cool. It's cold now.
Yeah. Well, good news for you. You're on tour with Hurricane Fall soon.
Yeah, we leave in April, which I'm super keen. I've never been on tour, so I'm ready to live that life.
Really?
Give it to me. Yeah.
I suppose, yeah. No, I guess you only released your debut single back in start of last year. So
yeah, March last year. COVID time.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a 12 months, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been, there's obviously, like, roller coaster, up, down, like, it's, yeah, officially been a year since my first song, so I kind of, yeah, I haven't done any touring because it hasn't really happened yet, so I'm just really keen to try it out.
What is some things that you've learnt over the last 12 months? What are some experiences that you kind of thought, wow, that's the thing that happened to me?
Like everything. I think just like how it all works. Like, you know, I was in the studio recording Shots December, like 2019. And before that, I'm like, how does it even work? How do you get your songs produced? How do you bring them out? Like, how do music videos work? So pretty much everything I have done is a new thing.
For someone that says they don't know what they're doing, it's been a really good year. And, you know, Golden Guitar nomination and all. I mean, was that an advantage?
Yeah, maybe. Like, you don't know. I guess when you don't know what you're doing, you don't have an idea, you kind of just do what you want. And maybe that's good, not having, like, restraints of any kind. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to bring this song out. I'm going to write about that. So I think maybe it is an advantage.
So I guess for the music that you've released, was it a case where you were getting lots of advice from people and they were saying, oh, maybe do this to try this? Or did you have a very clear image of the sound that you wanted to make?
Yeah, I think definitely, like, with Matt Fell, my producer, like, when I did Shots, I'd never had a song produced. I'd never played my first song. So I took a lot of guidance from him. And I think, like, I'm in the studio this week to finish off some songs, and I think seeing how I'm much more involved than I used to be, I used to take on a lot more feedback, and I always loved the feedback and what we would create together. But now I can have an even more clearer picture because I know how it all, like, what instruments make what sort of sound and that sort of thing. So it's been really great learning from a fresh slate, I guess, and just taking on everything Matt throws at me.
I mean, he's all right. He does pretty well for himself.
He's okay. I mean, you know, he gets kind of booked, I guess.
This song, though, tell us about Who Needs Hawaii.
Yeah, so this song, I guess I'm coining it my COVID song, because when I was talking to Blake Dantia about, like, what we should write about, he usually asks, like, what's going on, like, in your life? What can we draw from? And I just really wanted a holiday, as everyone did last year. And I think we spent, like, a lot of, because we had 3 months just in lockdown, like, not working, and we'd, like, create little, like, holidays, I guess, at home and just do our best to, like, let's make, like, Indian food and put on Indian music and just create India here. Just, like, you know, really trying to make the best of it. And I guess, like, you know, we got really into making cocktails and putting them into cool cups and stuff. And I guess it's just the song's about you don't need to fly halfway across the world to have a holiday. Just take a break and do it at home, essentially.
You mentioned Blake Dantia there. Who's your other half? You guys seem to write a lot together.
yeah, everything together. Like, I mean, when you live together, it's really easy to do that. So we're lucky. But yeah, well, every song that I brought out's been written with Blake.
Is that hard though? When you say, "Ah, oh, I got this idea for a song," but it's like maybe really mean to a partner, and you know, maybe not necessarily about something that they've done. I mean, that could create friction, surely.
Yeah, I guess we haven't written about that yet, probably for that reason. We've probably got secret songs, like, you know. Yeah, bags ready to take out. But yeah, I guess they're all, yeah, we stay away from each other as subjects, I guess.
Awesome. Well, Cass, it's always great catching up. Liking the new song. It's called Who Needs Hawaii? And hopefully we'll see you very soon. Good luck on the road with Hurricane Fall. That'll be good fun to tour with, I reckon.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's going to be a ball.
Thanks, Cass.
Thank you. Bye.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.